Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayera, Avraham is told of Hashem's plans to destroy the evil and the corrupt cities of Sodom. The Torah tells us in great detail in Perek Yudches how Avraham tries to save Sodom. He begs and he pleads with Hashem, but ultimately he fails. It's a hard thing to say, but it's true. He fails. And in the last pasuk of Perek Yudches, it's in Perek Yudches, pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Torah says, Vayelech Hashem kasher kilala daberes Avraham. Hashem left, so to speak, when he was finished speaking with Avraham, and the Avraham shavlim komo, and Avraham returned to his place. What does that mean? What does it mean to say the Avraham shavlim komo? What's the Torah telling us? Many Mefarshim give various and beautiful explanations, but we have to ask a broader question. Why is this entire episode written in the Torah in the first place? At first glance, this whole episode, as I mentioned a moment ago, is one big failure. Avram tried his best to save Sodom, and he did not succeed. So if so, why does the Torah tell us about the whole episode, and why in such great detail? These questions are asked by Rabbi Yechezkel Shraga Halberstam, who died in 1898. He was the son of the first Sanzer Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Halberstam. Rabbi Yechezkel Shraga Halberstam was known as the Shineva Rav because for much of his life he was the Rav of Sieniva in Poland. It's about 300 kilometers, about 185 miles south of Warsaw. And Rav Yechezkel Shraga Halberstam is also known as the Divrei Yechezkel after the Sefer that he wrote on the Torah and on the Mo'adim. And it's in the Sefer Divrei Yechezkel on Parshas Vayera where Rav Yechezkel Shraga offers the following beautiful explanation. Rav Halberstam says that the Torah tells us of the incredible righteousness of Avraham Avinu. Hashem tells Avraham about the intention to destroy the cities of Sodom, and Avraham fights back, so to speak. Ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim besocha ir. Maybe, says Avraham, there are 50 tzadikim in the city. Maybe there's 45, 40, 30, 20. Maybe there's 10 tzadikim. Avraham's entire focus, his entire goal, was only to save the people of Sodom, the very people about whom Hashem said, Chatasam ki chavda me'od. Their sins are heavy, they're great. But all Avraham wanted to do was to save them, was to help them. And yet, when all is said and done, it is true, Avraham's attempts, Avraham's tfilos didn't work. It's painful to say this, but he failed. Sodom was destroyed. And the question is this: how would most of us react? How do many of us react after we put all of our energies into something, all of our emuna into something, and we fail? How do we react when we daven for something and Hashem doesn't agree with us? He doesn't give us what we want. Most of us become disappointed. We become saddened, and sometimes worse, chas v'shalom, we question our faith even a little bit. But not Avraham. After all of his efforts, after all of his failed efforts, how does he react? With all that, how does the whole episode end? With the pasuk I mentioned a moment ago, the Avraham shav limkomo, Avraham went back to his place. He was the same Avraham before his attempts to save Sodom, and he was the same Avraham after the attempts to save Sodom. He did his job. He dived into Hashem. And when he finished, and when Hashem heard Avraham's tfilos, but didn't answer them the way Avraham wanted, how does Avraham react? He doesn't. All we hear is the Avraham shavlim komo. Avraham goes back to serve Hashem with the same simcha, with the same energy as before. It's quite a powerful message and quite a powerful lesson that we can all learn from. Not only should all of us put our energies into davening for others, and Hashem, we know, always hears our tfilos, but he doesn't always give us the answer we want. Nonetheless, we can emulate Avraham Avinu. We too can, and we too must, return to our place, the same place we were in beforehand. Have an amazing day, everyone!